All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be back.
So today, we are going to be talking about a story about this village Tectonia.
Mm-hmm.
They live under constant threat
right.
of these shadow beasts.
Scary.
And their only protection is this massive wall. And we're going to get into what happens when that wall is compromised.
Yeah, and what's so interesting about the story, I think, is like the fantastical element.
Right.
You've got this village, you've got this threat, these shadow beasts, right?
Yeah.
But at the core of it, it's really about human error. You know what I mean?
It's a metaphor for...
Yeah, it's a metaphor. And the wall itself could be any number of things. It could be actual physical infrastructure. It could be, you know, the rules of society. It could be...
Conditional contracts.
Yeah, like the systems that we put in place that we assume are going to protect us.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's get into the specifics then.
We've got this village Tectonia. They've got this wall. It's their only defense against these shadow beasts. And there's kind of a shared responsibility for the upkeep of the wall. And it's divided amongst these three different groups.
Okay.
We've got the flame keepers. They keep the wall's defensive systems all fired up.
Yeah.
We've got the stonemasons. They're like the muscle. You know, they make sure the structure's good. And we have the watchers, who are always vigilant, scanning for any signs of weakness.
So they've got their own little niche, right? Like they've specialized.
Exactly. Everybody has their role.
And I think that's really important in any sort of society, you know, in a, like a division of labor.
Absolutely.
Where everybody has their specialty, their expertise.
Right.
But I think the danger with that is that sometimes you get so focused in your one little area that you forget to look around and see the bigger picture.
Yeah, tunnel vision.
Totally, tunnel vision.
And this is where things really start to fall apart, both literally and figuratively.
Okay.
So we're introduced to this character, Sarah. She's a watcher, and she's doing her rounds. She's scanning the wall very carefully, and she spots this crack in the wall.
Oh, no.
It's tiny, but it's big enough for, you know, one of these shadow beasts to slip through.
Right.
So what does she do?
Good question.
She rushes to alert the flame keepers, specifically their leader, Ignis.
Right.
So what does Ignis do?
Well, he basically blows her off.
Yeah.
Which, you know, this is a very human thing to do, right?
Right.
To pass the buck. You know, if something seems too difficult or if it's just easier to pretend it's not your problem.
Oh, yeah.
Then you just kind of push it aside.
Right.
And Ignis is doing that here. He's basically saying, oh, that's a stonemason problem, not a flame keeper problem.
Yeah, even though.
You would think, right?
His job is to protect the wall.
You'd think he'd at least investigate it.
Exactly. Even if the stonemasons have to come and physically fix it.
At least take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens.
No.
So, of course, this has some pretty serious consequences.
I bet. What happened?
So the crack widens. Shatterbees start infiltrating. The village farms are getting ravaged. Homes are damaged. People are terrified.
Right.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But then, get this. A farmer just stumbles on the crack.
Oh, no.
That's how the stonemasons finally find out about it.
So there's this huge breakdown of communication.
Total communication breakdown.
Wow.
It's wild. I mean, each group was so focused on their little task, you know, keeping the flames going, keeping the stones in place, watching out for threats.
They're in their silos.
Yes.
Yeah.
That this vital information just didn't make it to the people who needed to know.
And this is something we see in the real world all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
It's, you know, it's in modern organizations, it's in governments, it's
everywhere.
In
everywhere,
you know, families.
Yeah.
So everything comes to a head at this big council meeting. I could just imagine like the tension in the room.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's yelling.
Pointing fingers.
Yeah. The flame keepers are like, well, we were told, but we didn't think it was our problem.
Right.
The watchers are saying, we told you, but nobody listened.
Of course.
The stonemasons are like, we would have fixed it if we knew.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
Total chaos.
Yeah.
And nobody's taking responsibility.
Nobody's taking responsibility. And that's where Lyra comes in.
Who's Lyra?
She's the leader of the council.
Okay.
And she kind of has to step in and be like, okay, everybody calm down.
Right.
A crack in the wall is everybody's problem.
Yeah.
You can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. It just gets worse for everyone.
Absolutely.
She's really trying to drive home this point of shared responsibility.
Shared responsibility. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense in a general way, right? But when you've got all these specialized roles, like, isn't it natural to focus on your specific tasks?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How do we bridge that gap between, you know,
yeah,
specialization and this kind of collective awareness?
That's the question.
So they come up with a pretty interesting solution.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They create a new guild called the Messenger Guild.
The Messenger Guild.
And their entire job is to make sure that important information gets to the right people as quickly as possible.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
So no matter where the problem pops up,
mm-hmm.
the relevant groups are informed and they can work together to fix it.
Exactly.
Huh.
So it seems really simple, but it's such a profound recognition that a community has to function as a whole.
Right.
Right. I mean, and it makes me think about modern organizations, you know, like companies and governments.
Yeah.
That struggle with these information silos all the time.
Totally.
Like, what if they had a messenger guild?
Like a dedicated communications team.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Whose only job was to make sure the right information got to the right people.
Yeah. I mean, there could be some downsides, right?
Sure.
Too much bureaucracy.
Right.
But the core idea is a good one.
I think so.
We need to get better at communicating.
Yeah. Break down those silos.
For sure.
So I'm happy to report that this story has a happy ending.
I like happy endings.
So with the new Messenger Guild and with this renewed sense of shared responsibility,
mm-hmm.
the wall is fixed.
Okay.
The shadow beasts are kept at bay.
Good.
And Tectonia thrives.
Awesome.
It's like a really nice example of how collective action,
mm-hmm.
driven by communication and shared responsibility,
yeah.
can really overcome even the most difficult challenges.
It's like a reminder. I mean, we're all part of a larger system.
Right.
And we have to remember that our actions have consequences.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or our inaction.
Yes.
You know, just because we don't want to deal with a problem doesn't mean it goes away.
That's true.
So listeners, I'm kind of curious. I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
Think about a time in your own life, maybe at work or with your family or friends,
mm-hmm.
where something went wrong because of a lack of communication.
Yeah.
Or maybe nobody wanted to take responsibility.
Right.
Do you think the outcome could have been different if someone had spoken up sooner or taken ownership of the problem or just communicated more clearly?
Something to think about.
Yeah. And it's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to make sure that the systems that we're a part of are working the way they should.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Tectonia.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.